Wisconsin. And here comes Tyler Kolek up the floor for Marquette. Kolek on the left hand dribble, left lane line, darts a pass right corner, Joplin for three, that's an air ball. Ball is loose, picked up by A.J. Storr. Ahead to Blackwell, right sideline of the front court. 9 minutes left of the half, 9-point lead for the Badgers. Klesman up top, around a Crow screen, it's illegal, and Stephen Crow got caught as Stevie Mitchell got dumped.
And you said it, and he did get caught. I mean, it was an offensive foul. They got away with one earlier in the game that it wasn't called. That one was the correct call. Stephen's got to get his feet there. Don't either you're coming up to set the screen or you're not. But he was right in between, and then he tried to clip the body. It's going to go against you every time.
Crow out, Nolan Winter in. 8:55 left in the half. 22-13 Wisconsin. Cam Jones on the right side. High screen, Igodaro. A throw to Joplin. On the left wing, gives off to Kolek. Takes it off the left wing, pivots mid-post right, throws up a wild shot, got it. It counts and a foul. Tyler Kolek drew the contact, just threw it up there. And when you're a great player, you're going to get it to drop. And make no mistake, Tyler Kolek is a great player. And the foul on Tyler Wall is his second.
And Matt, I don't say this a lot, that's a bad call. Tyler does a great job of getting by, but this... They're saying Tyler Wall went into him. Tyler Wall did not go into him. Tyler Kolek does a good job of selling that. But right here, Tyler Wall is there. We talk about defense, but that is not a foul. Ooh. I'm sorry, it's not.
That's a big one, too. That's two on Wall, who sits down. Kolek converts the free throw. Things can change. 22-16, Wisconsin with 8:40 left in the first half. Carter Gilmore is in there with Wall on the bench, and now Stevie Mitchell crowding Max Klesman, and all of a sudden the whistle's getting a little tighter. Foul on Mitchell, his first and the team's eighth, and a 1-1 coming up. You want to say it?
I'll let you say it. That was, like you said, you put it the best way. It was a little bit of a tight whistle. I'm not going to say it's a makeup call.
Thank you very much.
Those don't happen. They don't happen in basketball.
No.
It might have happened there.
Klesman hits the front end of the 1-1. And it's 23-16 Wisconsin with 8:36 left in the first half. Chase Ross, Ben Gold on the bench with two fouls, and Tyler Wall with two fouls. Max Klesman hits both free throws. He has 12 points. 8-point lead Wisconsin. Here's Kolek in the lane. Whips to Igodaro against Nolan Winter. Mid-post right, back to the basket. Now starts to work inside of the block. Pivots in the lane, out to Kolek. Snaps off the three, left side, around and out, no good. Winter with the box out and the rebound for Wisconsin. 8:15 left in the half, 24-16, the Badgers. John Blackwell gives it up to Carter Gilmore. Gilly leaves it for A.J. Storr, throws to Winter at the top. And it takes to Klesman, another three on the way. Good again! Little heat check for Max Klesman, 27-16 Wisconsin. 7:55 left till halftime. Here's Cam Jones on the left side. Jones on the dribble around the Igodaro screen. Leaning, shooting, got it and one. Cam Jones with the bucket and words for John Blackwell. It's on here in Madison. A free throw coming up on the other side of the break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Reprotect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 7:49 left of the first half. Wisconsin 17. Marquette, let's try that again. Wisconsin 27, Marquette 18. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems symptoms may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The Bucks beat the Heat in advance to host the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament quarterfinals. So what now? More special NBA court paint colors. Warning, extended exposure may damage the eyes. New jerseys, because merchandising is where the real money is made. And playoff intensity mid-season. So listen, just don't look. When the Bucks host the New York Knicks, Tuesday at 6:30, right here on your BMO Milwaukee Bucks station, WLAK 1260 AM.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
It gets closer to the game in SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered. Anywhere you go, get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 7:49 left in the half. 27-18 Wisconsin. Cam Jones with an and one. He'll have a free throw in a moment. John Blackwell picked up his second foul.
And he knew Marquette was going to respond. They're number three in the country for a reason. They're really good at what they do. Wisconsin and what they've done, talking about the moment not being too big, it has been too big for Max Klusman. 15 points out of the 27. And I don't know if it's all great shots, but you know what? Here's the thing. A great shot is when it goes in.
Absolutely.
So, hey, it's a great shot.
Yeah.
Great shot.
He's had three great shots from the three-point line here so far. Cam Jones, 1-2 at the foul line. He has 5 points in the game. Junior out of Memphis, Tennessee. Eyes the rim, free throw airborne, and good. He completes the three-point play. 27-18, Wisconsin. Stevie Mitchell picking up Hepburn in the backcourt. And Chucky will bring it across to the right side. Throwing to A.J. Storr on the right wing. A screen from Winter. Now it's Gilmore at the top. Joplin on him. Back cut Hepburn, but the pass goes beyond Chucky's reach and out of bounds to Marquette.
Good thought. Back door was there. Extremely, and I mean extremely tough pass. Probably don't throw it.
And Marquette trying to capitalize as Kolick to the front court. With the ball on the left side, back up top for David Joplin. Right lane line, the drive, bobbles, got it back. Operates against Gilmore, and a soft bounce out to Cam Jones against Klusman. 12 to shoot. Cam Jones picked up by Gilmore on the switch. Jones bobbles, now backing. Right lane line, pivots, walked with the ball as Carter Gilmore holding his turf.
A little chippy out here. I kind of Kind of like it. There's a little talking going back and forth. That's because both these teams are good.
Right? Yeah,
like
really
the
are.
Competition is there.
7:05 left in the half. 27-19 Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Nolan Winter high on the left. Klusman not ready for the pass off his chest, but he gathers, gets it into Storr. Backing low on the left, goes up, no good. Tipped up, no. A.J. trying to keep it alive. It's loose, and it's last touch by Igodaro. Out of bounds to Wisconsin. Again, active hands on the offensive glass. Crow in, Winter out.
Love the substitution there by Coach Guard, right? Nolan Winter gets some really good minutes, but put, you know, Stephen Kroll back in the game.
Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound. Hepburn, Crowell, Storr, Gilmore, and Klusman on the floor. Chucky in to Crowell, gets it back to Hepburn. Left side, he's open, snaps off a three. It's off the rim, no good. Gilmore and Igodaro battle for it, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Marquette.
Again, you see Wisconsin crashing the offensive rebound. Kirk Gilmore doesn't get that. He leaves his feet, falls out of bounds, but just their attack mode on that situation.
10 of Wisconsin's 19 shots have been from the three-point line. 3 for 10, all the makes from Klusman. Here's Kolick, gives off to Cam Jones. High screen Igodaro. Klusman works over it. And a pass knocked away by Hepburn. Chucky with the steal. Cam Jones back. Chucky driving, goes up and in off the glass. Hepburn would not be denied. The other way quickly. Joplin drops it back to Kolick on the left side. Kolick baseline left. Inside to Joplin, low on the right, and the layup is good. 29-21 Wisconsin with 6:10 left of the break. Carter Gilmore to inbound into Max Klesman. Again, Marquette just trying to bother Wisconsin a little bit on that inbounds pass. And now bringing it up is Klesman, left side of the front court. 6 minutes left in the half. Badgers up eight. With the ball is Crowell. Hands off to A.J. Store. Feeds Gilmore left of the circle. Inside feed, and it's too high, out of bounds. He then had the matchup they wanted. The foul is called. Stevie Mitchell, trying to defend the seven-footer, is called for the foul. That's the second on Mitchell. Again, you had the matchup you wanted. Crowell against the 6'3 Stevie Mitchell. Pass was a little high, but the foul helped.
We talked about when Tyler Kolick was able to get a foul against Tyler Wall for his second. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin might have been a beneficiary there of that foul as well then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of thinking you're right. Steven Crowell, one out of two at the foul line. This is a 1-1, and he'll earn the bonus. His second point. He does not officially have a field goal attempt in this game. 30-21 Wisconsin, 5:50 left in the half. Second free throw coming up for Big Stevie on the way, and that'll roll in for him. And the lead is 10 for Wisconsin. Cam Jones up the floor for Marquette. As it works, Kolick off the ball. Now Kolick has it at the top. Drives left lane line to the goal. Uncontested layup is good.
And that's the pace I'm talking about. Like, it went from one side up to the top. High ball screen. Boom. Layup. Like, they're the best in the country at the pace they play in the half court.
31-23 Wisconsin. 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Chucky Hepburn out high. Whips it to Klesman high on the left. Klesman holds. Loops it to Crowell between the circles. Stevie, one dribble. He'll bounce it off to Hepburn on the right side. Chucky drives baseline through the lane. Feeds Marcus Silver in there. He'll try a three. That's off the rim short and out of bounds. It'll belong to Marquette. Marcus Silver getting in there. He had some pretty good run the other night against Western Illinois. You talk, they've liked what they've seen out of him. Stronger and with that, more confidence. Misfires short on a three try there. 5:05 left in the half. 31-23 Wisconsin. Here's Tyler Kolick, left of the lane. Goes up left hand. Glass and rim no good. Rebound ripped away by Crowell. Long outlet to Hepburn. Right side of the front court. Chucky on the wing against Stevie Mitchell. Throwing to Max at the top. Inside feed. Crowell catches low on the right. Up no. Score the tip. No. Trying to hang on to the rim for self-preservation. It goes out of bounds to Marquette. Missed opportunity there for the Badgers.
Steven misses the layup, then tries to go get his own, and A.J. runs into him. Otherwise, it's a putback dunk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that was a gimme.
And it starts with Steven's feet. I mean, we've seen it at times come up, but it's too close. He doesn't have enough power to go up and finish the layup.
4:38 left in the half, 31-23 Wisconsin. Here's Tyler Kolick sizing up Marcus Silver. Backs him, turns. Left block goes up, no good. Rebound, Crowell got fouled. That was Igodaro, I think, getting over the back of Steven Crowell. And a couple of free throws coming up as the Badgers are in the double bonus.
And Wisconsin gets lucky there. Tyler Kolick has been much more active the last minute here, trying to get himself involved. Now he's missed a couple of layups. Wisconsin's cleaned up the glass. Now Wisconsin gets the double bonus, I believe, here.
Yep, they do.
But you look at what they're doing, like, this 4:30 is very important as far as keeping Tyler Kolick in check and understanding what he's trying to do at this point in the game. Down by 9, possibly 10, he's going to try to start to take this game over.
Crowell hit the first free throw. Second is on the way, and it's good. All five of Crowell's points at the foul line. 33-23 Wisconsin. 4:25 left in the first half. Igodaro hands off to Kolick. He'll try a three on the right side. That's off the rim, no good. Another rebound for Crowell.
Great defense by Chucky Hepburn on Tyler Kolick.
Here comes Klesman, right sideline of the front court. High screen Crowell. Klesman kills the dribble. Between the circles, throws to Ilver. Rotates it to A.J. Store. Off the Ilver screen, illegal screen, Marcus Ilver. Just enough mistakes.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not mistakes that are aggressive mistakes. Mm-hmm. That's the frustrating thing.
Yep.
If it's an aggressive turnover, much more acceptable.
4:05 left in the half. 33-23 Wisconsin. Sean Jones out front. High screen Igodaro. A feed for Joplin. He'll snap off a three. Up top. Missed it. Rebound Hepburn. Joplin knew it was off on the release. One and out again for Marquette. Hepburn right side of the front court. High screen Crowell. Chucky to the free throw line. Feeds Ilver. Marcus left of the circle. Moves it back out to Hepburn. Rotates to Storr right side. Inside feed. Caught by Kraus. Single coverage Iguodaro. The dig from Cam Jones. Out to Storr. Off the right wing. AJ in the lane. Eight-footer. No. Rebound. Crow out to Max. Fakes the three. Takes the three. Left corner. He nailed it again. Max Klesman on fire. Timeout. Shaka Smart. You sidestep in the corner, you're already taking a risk. He did that and hit the three. Hello, heat check. And this will be a full timeout. We'll take a break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 3:27 left of the first half. Wisconsin 36, Marquette 23. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy. Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS dealer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. In last year's game against Marquette, Max Klesman had 13 points, including the bucket that proved to be the game winner. And with 3:27 left in the first half today, Max has 18 points, helping his team to a 36-23 lead. What do you got on that?
Max has made 7 threes on the year. 7 of 23 on the year. 4 of 7 this afternoon. Have yourself a first half, young fella.
Sidestepping in the deep corner.
Well, we talked about the three-point line was going to be crucial, right? Like, they were going to have to make some threes.
Yep.
Now, I thought it was going to come from the post to the kickout. I mean, or you just simply go ISO and sidestep three and, you know, you're feeling it.
Yeah, that works. Max is 4 of 7. Other Badgers
No, you don't need to tell that number.
Or 0 for 5.
No, that number doesn't need to be said, man. No.
Here comes Sean Jones to the front court for Marquette. Hands off to Cam Jones. Now Iguodaro top of the circle. Iguodaro with his back to the basket. Now puts it on the deck a couple of times. Hands off to Cole, who probes. Slips to Iguodaro. Bobbled it. Turnover. Here comes Hepburn. 2-on-1. Has Storr to his right. The lob. The dunk. Hepburn to A.J. Storr for the flush. And the Badgers lead by 15. Here's Sean Jones throwing to Iguodaro on the right wing. Iguodaro takes it in the lane, runs it out to Kolick, rotates, right side three, Joplin rattles out, no good, Hepburn the rebound. 2:45 left of the half, 38-23 Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Klesman between the circles. Max back out to Chucky, high on the left. Loops it into Crowell, left of the lane. Single coverage, Iguodaro. The dig from Sean Jones, out to Chucky. Rotates to Max Klesman. Good recovery by Joplin as Klesman retreats. Floats it out to Hepburn, left side, 7 to shoot. Hepburn steps back, long 2, left wing. No good. Rebound. They'll get Ilver over the back trying to tip the offensive rebound. That'll be his second.
We've talked a lot about offensive rebounding. Marcus does a good job of trying to get that. However, time, score, situation, that foul now gives Marquette free throws. they have not been able to get great offensive action on this end. Now you're going to send them to the free throw line. Just understanding. Don't need to crash that hard knowing where you're at.
John Jones, 5 of 7 this season at the free throw line. Averages about 6 points a game. Looking for his first point here, and the first attempt is good. Carter Gilmore will come back in for Marcus Hilver. 38-24, Wisconsin, 2:22 left in the half. Second free throw coming up for Jones. And Sean Jones is good with both. 13-point lead.
That foul gives Marquette 2 points. Right? It's just understanding where you're at.
Here comes Klesmet for Wisconsin. Right side of the front court. High screen Crow. A throw to Gilmore. Gilmore matched up with Joplin. Hands off the Store. Bounces to Crow. Whips it to Hepburn. High on the right. Chucky goes inside. Crow catches. He's got Cam Jones on him. Back out to Chucky. Pass fake left. Hepburn with 8 to shoot. Chucky in the lane. Leaves it for Crow. Low on the right. Pushed it up and in over Iguodaro. First bucket for Crow. 15-point lead Wisconsin. 1:50 left of the break. Iguodaro left wing, hands off to Sean Jones. Jones low on the left, pivots in the lane. Tough pass, got there to Joplin off the right block. He's against Gilmore. Joplin backing. Backing, one pump, knocked away. Foul called on Gilmore. That's the first on Gilly.
And Gilly did a good job, except for the reach.
Yep.
Gilly, you don't need cookies. Don't be reaching the cookie jar. You don't need the cookies.
He's hanging in.
I'll eat all the cookies for you.
That's right.
You don't need the cookies. I'll eat them for you.
Supplies running low. You better get in there at halftime.
I will, but I'll eat them, Gilly. You don't need to reach for them.
Joplin, 6 of 8 this season at the foul line. He shoots 2, and he's good with the first. 40-26, Wisconsin. A minute 37 left in the half. Chase Ross, Stevie Mitchell will come in. Cam Jones, Tyler Pollock will come out. Joplin with 5 points. He averages 8 a game. Sixth man of the year in the Big East last year. Fixture in the starting lineup this year, and he makes both free throws. 13-point lead for the Badgers, and the press is on. Inbounds pass to Hepburn with a minute 35 left till halftime. Hepburn against Mitchell. Racing across half court is Hepburn. Right of the lane. Poked away. Foul called on Sean Jones. Trying to get in there in that trap. That's 2 on Sean Jones.
Well, Wisconsin got lucky there, Matt. Right? Like, Sean Jones was reading Chucky the entire time. He came off of Max Klesmet. Max needed his space away. Max was coming back towards Chucky as he was going and allowed that double team to get there. Yes, there was contact, but Wisconsin dodged one there.
First free throw, no good for Hepburn. The Badgers are 14 of 16 at the foul line. Cam Jones, Tyler Kolek coming in. Mitchell and Ross will sit down. 40-27, Wisconsin with a minute 29 left in the half.
If you're Wisconsin, you've got to keep this minute 29. Still, you have to have a double-digit lead here. You have to close this out right. You're up by, when you look at 14 right now.
They hit the second free throw, 41-27, Wisconsin. Here's Kolek outside left, flips to Cam Jones. Open three, right of the circle, good. And it's an 11-point lead, 41-30, Wisconsin, a minute 15 left in the first half.
There's a reason I said what I said, because Marquette's that potent in what they can do.
Klesmet out front for Wisconsin. Hands off to A.J. Store. Store against Kolek, now picked up by Iguodaro, feeding Gilmore at the top of the circle. Gilly finds Klesmet, left corner three, good again. Max Klesmet with 21. 44-30, Wisconsin, 50 seconds left in the half. With the ball is Joplin, now Kolek. Kolek on the left wing, curls in the lane, feeds Sean Jones, tries a three right corner. Nope, rebound Crow. 37 seconds left in the half, 44-30, Wisconsin. At about a 9-second difference, game and shot clock. Game clock at 25, 14-point lead, Wisconsin. Hepburn pounds the dribble, left of the midcourt logo. Shot clock at 10, game clock at 19. Hepburn gets a high screen from Crow. Chucky, now the drive right lane line. Got fouled by Sean Jones, I believe, before the shot. That's going to be the third on Sean Jones. Hepburn will shoot 2.
Matt, they went with a high pick and roll there. Max Klesmet was underneath the basket. Stephen Kroll set this screen. Chucky Rhythm, but Max did a good job of sitting there and waiting instead of setting that back screen for Stephen Kroll, which they were trying to do. He waited on that to give Chucky enough time to see if he could turn that corner. He turned that corner to create the advantage.
His free throw is good for Hepburn. Ben Gold will come in, replacing Sean Jones. 14.4 left in the half, 45-30, Wisconsin. Second free throw for Chucky is good. And now Kamari McGee and Nolan Winter will come in for the Badgers. Crowell will sit down, likewise Hepburn.
And Matt, they've extended this lead when Tyler Wall picked up his second foul as well. They've extended this with Tyler Wall on the bench.
Here comes Cam Jones. Shot clock is dark, 12 seconds left in the half. Cam Jones high on the right, beats Tyler Kolick, left of the circle against Winter. Kolick with 5 seconds. Kolick back out to Cam Jones, deep three, left of the circle is good. And that will end the first half. Cam Jones hitting a couple of threes, but the Badgers will take a 13-point lead into the locker room at halftime. We're halfway through the 130th meeting between these two programs. Wisconsin 46, Marquette 33. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Halftime of the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 46, Marquette 33. Max Klesman with 21 points, his high as a Badger. His career high came a couple of years ago when he was with Wofford at 27 against the Citadel, in case you're wondering. He's the one double-figure scorer. Chucky Hepburn has 7, Stephen Crowell has 7, 5 for Tyler Wall, 4 for A.J. Storr, and 2 for John Blackwell. Cam Jones has 12 to pace Marquette. David Joplin has 6. Tyler Kolick has 6. Ben Gold has 6. Otherwise, 1 point and 1 point only for Oso Iguodaro. Sean Jones has 2. At the half, 46-33, the Badgers lead Marquette. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime, Wisconsin 46, Marquette 33. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Let's go back to one of the keys, Butchie, the glass. And Wisconsin is owning it here so far today, aren't they?
22-10. Now, that number's big by itself. However, you look at it. 8 offensive rebounds for Wisconsin, 2 for Marquette. The keys, turnovers, 5-5, right? Very, very simple. They're equal. Offense rebounding, Wisconsin's dominating. And then the last thing was three-point line. Well, Wisconsin's 5-13, Marquette 4-14. Let me say that again. Max Klesman is 5-8. The rest of the Badgers, we won't mention that number.
13 attempts out of 29 from the three. Now, sometimes that's inside out and good stuff, but that hasn't
been the case. And that's the one thing that we've sometimes you still have to run good offense. However, there was a great possession with about 2 minutes left that Wisconsin worked the ball inside. They hit a little pocket pass to Stephen Kroll, and Steve was able to go up and finish it. So even though they've relied on the threes, I don't feel like they've forgotten about the inside and what they're doing. It's just kind of been dictating. Marquette's ball pressure has forced Wisconsin out, and that's why they haven't been able to do it.
13-point lead for the Badgers at the half. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace.
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action. So when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more. So fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
At the half in Madison, Wisconsin 46, Marquette 33. So, Butchie, let's turn the page here, or flip the card, however you want to put it. If your shock is smart, what are you stressing to your guys going into the second half?
Well, you got to find Max Klusman, first of all. Right, defensively, they haven't been horrendous, except they've let Max go. So, find Max Klusman. Offensively, continue to get multiple sides of the floor. The ball, to be, like I said, I think they're the best half-court team in all of America. We haven't seen that today. We haven't seen that pace. We've seen it once or twice, and when you see it, both of us looked at each other like, oh, that's the way it's supposed to look. So offensively, they're not doing that. So you continue to kind of get multiple sides, attack the basket, play at a better pace there. Defensively, you have to locate Max Klusman.
Yeah, the one thing about Max, we've talked about the shooting or the lack of threes from him so far this year. He was 38% last year.
Yeah.
And so there's capability there. And you're right, they have let him loose. And he's also got the hot hand. The heat checks are working, too.
Absolutely.
And so we'll see if Wisconsin can keep this momentum going. The Badgers have led by as many as 16. They lead by 13 right now, 46-33. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Wisconsin leads Marquette at the half. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers 12 of 29 from the floor, 5 of 13 from the arc, and 17 of 19 at the free throw line. Do not ignore that. Marquette 10 of 27 from the field, 4 of 14 from the arc, 9 of 12 at the foul line. We talked about the rebounds. The Badgers a plus 12. And 12-2 Wisconsin in second chance points. 5 assists, 5 turns for Marquette. 7 dimes, 5 turnovers for Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the break, Wisconsin 46, Marquette 33. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson.
Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Heat and advance to host the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament quarterfinals. So what now? More special NBA court paint colors. Warning, extended exposure may damage the eyes. New jerseys, because merchandising is where the real money is made. And playoff intensity mid-season. So listen, just don't look. When the Bucks host the New York Knicks, Tuesday at 6:30, right here on your BMO Milwaukee Bucks station, WLAK 1260 AM.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
All right, we get set for the second half. 46-33, Wisconsin leading Marquette. You mentioned the Butchie, the Badgers were able to maintain or actually increase the lead after Tyler Wall picked up that second foul. These first few minutes will be obviously very important for him. Blackwell has two fouls. Marcus Silver, two fouls. Stevie Mitchell, Chase Ross, Ben Gold. But two, Sean Jones has three. So we'll see how this first segment of the second half goes in a lot of areas, not the least of which is the foul total.
Well, and you look at Oso and Tyler Klug, only 7 points between those two for Marquette. They're going to have to get going. Defensively, if you're Wisconsin, you've got to focus in on those guys. Don't let them get going. They're going to force it at times. Any college player that's as good as those two are going to want to get themselves going.
We saw Kolick early, kind of quiet, in a spurt where he was saying, all right, I'll take this, but you're right, too good. And those two guys are too good. So Badgers know the drill. They know how good they are. They being Marquette, so we'll see how the Badgers handle these next 20 minutes.
Next 20, let's start here, Matt, the next four.
Yep.
Right, like, it's how these 4 minutes start out. You're up by 13. Marquette's third in the country for a reason. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good. Handle this first initial wave that Marquette's going to throw at you. That's what good teams do. They're coming. Handle the wave.
This is as close as you get to a double dip opportunity. Talk a lot about that in football league score. They got that Cam Jones three at the end of the half, and Marquette will get the first possession of the second half. And Shaka Smart's Golden Eagles will be moving to our left as we are ready to roll. 46-33 Wisconsin. Second half is underway. Tyler Kolick high on the right against Chucky Hepburn. Kolick on the dribble, picked up by Klesmit now. Kolick at the top of the circle, leaves it for Cam Jones. First to go against Hepburn. Leaves it for Iguodaro, back to Jones, right corner three, as a round and in. And another three for Cam Jones, 46-36 Wisconsin, opening minute second half. 15 for Cam Jones at that career high 26 last year against Wisconsin. Badgers move to our right. Hepburn at the top, throwing to Klesmit. 21 first half points for Max. Now Wall right wing. Feeds Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell against Iguodaro. Goes off to Store, 8 to shoot. A.J. refeeds Crowell, 5 to shoot. Out to Store, glides to the goal, swoops it up right hand, no good. Tipped up Wall, no. Rebound Cam Jones of Marquette. About a minute gone by, second half, 46-36 Wisconsin. Oso Iguodaro up the middle. Fans out to the right wing against Crowell. In the lane, runs it out to Joplin high on the left against Tyler Wall. Now it's Cam Jones. Turns it to Stevie Mitchell, blows off the right wing in the lane, pushes it up right hand, good, and Marquette is within eight. 46-38 Wisconsin, a minute 15 gone by second half.
Quick 5-0 run there by Marquette. You knew it was coming. Now offensively, run a good set.
Chucky Hepburn to the line, got tied up, taken away by Stevie Mitchell. Turnover Wisconsin. Mitchell finds Kolick into Iguodaro, low on the left, reverse layup is good. Great guard's going to need a timeout as Marquette has turned what was a 13-point halftime deficit to just being down six early in the second half, and a timeout on the floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Minute and a half gone by, second half. Wisconsin 46, Marquette 40. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game
cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team of the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Where you take the last few seconds of the first half and the first minute and a half of the second. Marquette's on a 10-point run. 18-27 to play. Wisconsin 46. Marquette 40.
And you knew it was coming. Now offensively, if you're Wisconsin, sit it a lot. Touch the post here. Make Marquette guard for a good amount of time. Marquette's going to put pressure on you. Handle it.
Tyler Wall will bring it up. Marquette showing a little backcourt resistance. Token. Wall brings it across against David Joplin. A handoff to Hepburn at the midcourt logo. Chunky high on the right. Marquette extending that man-to-man. Is Crow out high. Takes a right wing against Iguodaro. 10 to shoot. John Blackwell on the floor. Has the ball on the right side. He's subbed in for Store. Shot clock at 5. Blackwell turns it out to Chucky. 3 to shoot. Deep 3. Hepburn left of the circle. Bricked it wide left. And that'll be a shot clock violation. Ooh, Marquette digging in defensively in a big way. And not great offense being run by Wisconsin.
I think it was more importantly that. I really do. I know Marquette was active. They showed long hands, you know, showed hands, all those sorts of things. I get that. Was there any pressure put on the rim by Wisconsin?
Nope. Here comes Tyler Kolick for Marquette. Momentum on Marquette's side right now. Badgers up by 6 early in the second half. Cam Jones. Works Hepburn in the lane, pivots, tough pass, softly, but it got there to Stevie Mitchell on the left wing. It's it to Cam Jones, throwing to Iguodaro, slips it into Mitchell, low on the left, and the layup is good. Marquette's within 4. 46-42 Wisconsin, 2.5 minutes gone, second half. Lesman high on the left, high screen from Wall, Crowd top of the arc. Stevie turns it out to Wall, top of the circle. All against David Joplin. Tyler now left of the lane. Lost the handle. Out of bounds to Marquette. Another Wisconsin turnover. 12-point run for Marquette. And it's back on offense. 46-42 Wisconsin. 2:45 gone by second half as Tyler Kolick brings it across. Hepburn digs in. Iguodaro the high screen. Kolick stops left elbow. Feeds Jones for 3. Right side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped through the hands of Klesman. Jones missed one. He's had a hot hand of late. Klesman to the front court against Mitchell. Turns down the wall screen and got fouled by Stevie Mitchell. That's going to be his 3rd.
Which is big. Max does a good job of rejecting the ball screen, which is allows why he gets that foul call for him.
3:06 gone by. Second half, 46-42 Wisconsin. Blackwell sideline right front court. Will inbound. It's it into Chucky Hepburn between the arcs. Burner out a high screen from Wall. Chucky gives it up to Crowell, top of the arc. Shovels it into Wall, draws the double, mid-post right. Tyler retreats, eight to shoot, and to Crowell, shakes, turns, up left hand, yes.
And they need to get there, right? Like, I mean, Max Pleasant played a great first half. But if you're going to win this game, it's got to be there.
Stops the run, 48-42 Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes gone, second half. Cam Jones is off to David Joplin, top of the circle. Leaves it for Mitchell. Mitchell against Wall, a flip for Rigadaro. Matched up with Crowell. Underhands to Kolick. Left of the lane, kick out Mitchell. Three in the air, left corner. Off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. 16-10 to play, 48-42 the Badgers. Blackwell, left sideline of the front court. The freshman will leave it for Wall, top of the circle, turns it to Klesman. Shot fake from three, Max with a bounce for Wall against Cam Jones. Pivots, baseline right, a bump, a play on, tough pass, got the Blackwell, feeds Chucky, open three, left side, off the rim, no good. Rigadaro elevates for the rebound.
Good action offensively, the wide open three. Chucky's got to make it.
15-42 to play, 6-point lead Wisconsin. Tyler Kolick on the right wing for Marquette. Kolick. Flips it to Mitchell, left of the circle. Refeeds Kolick, outside right. High screen to Igudaro. Kolick hooks a pass to Joplin. He'll try a three and bury it from the right side. Joplin, a 39% shooter from distance, coming in. 48-45 Wisconsin, 15-20 remaining. Max Klesman high on the left for the Badgers. Klesman on the left wing against Joplin. Lost the handle, but he was fouled, I guess. Okay.
Thank you.
Very much. Foul on David Joplin is his second. And we've got a break in the action. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community will invest in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Game on here in Madison, 15-14 to play, Wisconsin 48, Marquette 45. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the holiday time of year, so make your season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to serve you better, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too, for every holiday wish and budget. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it, and thank you for shopping locally.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
To dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 15-14 remaining, Wisconsin 48, Marquette 45.
About 5 minutes ago, we said handle the first 4 minutes. Well, I don't know if they handled. However, they're still up three.
Yes.
All right. So you've handled the wave. You just don't let it become a tidal wave. Now you handle a couple of them. Now Marquette's outscored you 12-2 in this first, 5 minutes in the second half. Offensively, get back to what you've done so well since the Providence game. Touch that post. Find a way to be active.
Nolan Winter, Carter Gilmore on the floor for Wisconsin. Klesmer will throw it into Gilly. Hands it back to Max. And lost it off his foot. Turnover, Wisconsin. It rolls right into the hands of Cam Jones. Another Badger miscue. Here's Igodaro through the lane. Stops left of the paint. Gives to Kolick now. High screen Igodaro. A feed for Cam Jones high in the rights. Cam Jones against Max Klesmer. Other hands it to Igodaro. Right of the circle. Shot clock at 10. Igodaro leaves it for Joplin. Joplin at the top. Inside Mitchell. Wide open layup. Good. Marquette's within one.
Chucky just lost him.
48-47 Wisconsin. 14:40 remaining. Hepburn outside right. Throwing to Klesmer between the circles. Turns it to Nolan Winter. Outside left. Leaves it for Blackwell. Baseline left. Blackwell spinning. Goes up in traffic. Good. Off the window.
Much needed. And what was it? A drive to the paint, putting pressure on the rim.
50-47, Wisconsin, 14-15 remaining. Oso Igodaro against Nolan Winter. Veteran against the rookie. Igodaro up right hand, and it's good. Igodaro with five. 50-49, the Badgers. We have 14 minutes left in the game. Blackwell off a high screen from Gilmore. Now Nolan Winter. He's it for Hepburn. Finds Gilmore, rotates to Klesmer. Max, left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Long two in the air, no good. Rebound loose, whistle, foul call. This will go against Marquette. And I think Joplin. And that's going to be his third. Now wholesale subs as Crowell, Wall, McGee, and Storr are in, joining Klesmer. Sean Jones, Ben Bold will come in for Marquette. Mitchell and Joplin will sit down.
Right now, Wisconsin has an advantage down low. Ben Gold has been put in a lot of actions. Wisconsin, at first half, was able to take advantage of that. Let's see what they do going moving forward here.
Gold is checking Tyler Wall. McGee inbounds to Klesmer, left corner. Got covered up by Kolick as Max retreats to the wing. They have found Max Klesmer, by the way. No space for him. Here's A.J. Storr. Left lane line on the attack. Pushed it up and in off the window. Storr with 6, 52-49 Wisconsin. 13:30 remaining. Cam Jones to the front court. High screen from Gold. A bounce to Gold. He'll try a three left corner. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound Storr. Gold tried to tie it with a couple of threes in the first half.
Good look by Gold. Just missed it.
Klesmer gets a high screen from Tyler Wall. Kills the dribble. Klesmer pivots. Needs help. Finds Wall outside right. Wall against Gold. Tyler throws to Klesmer to the right wing. Tyler Kolick is on him. Max steps back. Long three, and that is way off. Wide left. Wall trying to save. Cannot. Out of bounds. And that is as forced a shot as you will see.
And we're going to see Connor Siege coming in for Max Klesmer right now. Just not a good shot. I mean, I get it. You were feeling it in the first half. Marquette's adjusted. Now move that ball, because what you've created is they're stuck to you, so you've created space for others to drive and attack. I mean, that's now the adjustment.
12:52 remaining, 52-49 Wisconsin. Sean Jones brings it up for Marquette, moving to our left of the second half. High screen from Gold. Sean Jones stops left elbow, throws to Gold, flips it back to Sean Jones, left of the lane. Crowell picks him up. Jones left block, knocked away, but a foul is called. They're going to get Kamari McGee reaching in. That'll be his first.
And when you reach up, don't reach down. I have nightmares of Bo and Coach Guard yelling at us during practices.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why.
First foul of the half against Wisconsin. Kolick baseline left inbounds to Cam Jones. Left corner. Wall is on him. Jones backing left lane line. Throws it out to Sean Jones at the top. Goes to the left, pull up, 8-footer, good, off the glass. 52-51 Wisconsin, 12:22 remaining. And Tyler Wall brings it up the floor. Marquette has not led in this game, but they have pulled to within one here in the second half. Lesegian, outside left, throws to Wall at the top, turns at the Storr. A.J., top of the arc. Shot clock at 10. Now it's Crowell. Hands off to Asijan. It's knocked away. It's loose. Picking it up is Chase Ross. And picking it from him is Asijan, but he ran out of real estate. Out of bounds, and it belonged to Marquette. As we hit the under 12 media timeout, before we throw to a commercial break, though, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. We'll step away, 11:56 remaining, Wisconsin 52, Marquette 51. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast.